Proverbs 23. Go to Proverbs 23, verse 13. That's pretty strong language where it says, he that spareth his rod hateth his son. Isn't that strong language? Doesn't that seem extreme? That, you know, he that spareth his rod, if you don't spank your children, you hate your son. I'm telling you this morning that if you don't spank your child this morning, and I mean spank your child in a proper way, you hate your child. I am old enough in my life to have seen dozens of times the results of people that do not properly discipline their children. Dozens of times. And you know what? Those people, they must hate that child because that child's life is ruined. I'm old enough to where I can see these children who are now 18, 19, 20 years old, 25 years old. That's how old I am. But they've ruined their children's lives because they did not raise them properly, according to what the Bible said. Proverbs 23:13. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell. Whoa! More extreme language. Deliver his soul from hell? Yes, because your child's salvation is directly related to how you discipline them. Period. What I'm saying is if you don't discipline your child properly, there's a chance that they might not get saved. Did you hear what I said at the beginning of the sermon where I said, everyone is against you? Everyone's against you in this world. Everyone in this world is against your child sitting in a Bible-preaching church, being homeschooled, learning what the Bible says and not what the world is teaching them. Everyone's against it. Do you know how many saved people that are currently living for the Lord right now that have unsaved children that I know? You're nodding your head because you know them too. There's a lot of them. You think it's guaranteed that because you come to this church that your children will end up saved and you can just let your hands off the reins? Nope.